John Walden here. Join me in a two-minute Bible study, will you? Matthew chapter 10, we're noticing some of the nice things about the life of our blessed Lord. And this 10th chapter tells us about the calling of the 12 disciples and naming them as apostles. We've noticed already that the Lord called his own for salvation first, and then he called them for discipleship. And if you have heard the gospel call, and you have come to the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and for eternal life, for rest, then you ought to hear his call and become a true disciple. The word disciple means one who is learning from him. Now, you can't be a disciple until you have received him as your Savior. That is not a true disciple. Once you have received the Lord Jesus as Savior, you should be willing to accept his leadership. In every sense of the word, he ought to be your master, in the sense of being your teacher. He ought to be your Lord. In this chapter, he tells us about calling these people. In the account in Mark, he tells us that he called them that they might be with him, and that they might go out and preach. So the first thing is to spend time with the Lord Jesus. If you have been born again, if you have been saved through the precious blood of Christ, then the first thing for you to do is to get into his word and learn about him. Learn his ways. Learn his word. Soak your soul in the word of God. Spend time with him in communion and prayer. And then you'll have something to tell to others. After they had spent some time with him, then he sent them to go. Now, of course, in this particular case, he sent them only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in rightly dividing the word of truth, we acknowledge and must see that the things said in the Gospels were said to the Jewish disciples before the church age began. However, there are some principles here which we can use, which will help us in understanding God's ways for us today. He said, when you go, preach. And you and I have a message to tell if we have received Christ as Savior, and that message is called the Gospel. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, the Gospel is simply this, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. When the Lord sent the 12 out, he told them not to take anything with them because they were going among those who professed to be God's children. Later on, we're told in John's third epistle that those who went out among the Gentiles went forth for the Lord's name's sake, taking nothing of the Gentiles. And we believe that this rule obtains yet today. It is now some 34 years since I left the jewelry business, and in that time I had no salary, and neither have I ever taken a public collection. I don't say this boastfully. I say I believe what I'm teaching. I want you to know that I do not believe that it's right to receive from the unconverted for the work of the Lord. The Lord's people should be exercised about taking care of this, and we go forth in dependence upon the Lord. Now the Lord said, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. The Lord is our caretaker. We are only sheep, and we need his daily shepherding care. Notice that he says in verse 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. Fellow Christian, now I ask you something. Are you satisfied to have no more than the Lord Jesus had? Is it enough for you to be like your Lord and master? Would you be satisfied to be rejected as he was? Do you want to live a holy life as he lived? Are you seeking to please only the Father as he did? Are you willing to have no reputation of your own as he made himself? Do you covet possessions, or are you like the Lord Jesus who wanted nothing here, but only wanted to be true to his Father? If you're not a believer, don't try to be a disciple until you receive Christ. Once you have received him, then live for him. Our Father, we pray that bless thy word, save the lost, and help thy dear children to live pleasing to the Lord Jesus. Help us to be true disciples of our Lord and Master. Take our thanks in His precious name. Amen.